Descending the uplane was a squad of GAS guards who had arrived on the last Lev tram. Their ill-fitting uniforms and bellicose demeanor identified them as new recruits, many of whom Chief of State Kem had rushed into service shortly after assuming office. Their sergeant was at the rear of the squad, his handsome face showing in profile as he scrutinized a teenage couple descending the other side of the ped ramp. Luke saw no reason for the scrutiny, no mistakes in disguise or behavior to suggest that Ben Skywalker and Vistara Kai were anything other than the two young lovers they were clearly becoming. Their arms were entwined around each other's waist so tightly they seemed joined at the hip, and the affection they felt for each other was a bright heat in the Force. Both were dressed in the latest teenage fashion, sparkling capes over black exercise suits. They'd even dyed their hair the same shade of yellow, and they wore it in equally outrageous styles. Ben's gelled into double-head fins, and Vistara's lacquered into a straight fall that just brushed her shoulders. And yet the GAS sergeant continued to stare as the ped ramp carried them closer, his attention locking on Vistara. She did a good job of pretending to be unnerved by the scrutiny, allowing her gaze to continually drift back to his direction to see if he was still watching her. Then, when they had drawn to within a few meters of each other, she finally turned on him with a withering teenage sneer. The sergeant merely smirked and held her gaze. She looked away almost instantly, and Luke cursed beneath his breath. The recognition had been as plain to see in Vistara's shock as it had been in the sergeant's smirk, and that could only mean they knew each other from her time as an apprentice in the Lost Tribe of the Sith. Luke glanced back toward the tattooed-faced stranger and found the man's gaze resolutely locked on the BAMR news hollow above the platform. Whoever he was, perhaps one of Club Watu's more sinister operatives, he clearly had no wish to involve himself any deeper than he already had. And that was fine with Luke. He used his eyes to signal Doran and Saha back onto the ped ramp, then began to drift toward the rear of the platform, feeling more frustrated by the turn of events than alarmed. All of the other teams had reported a flawless infiltration, and now an unlikely coincidence threatened to eliminate the advantage of surprise. It reminded him of one of Nek Watu's favorite maxims.
No battle plan survives the first 10 minutes of battle.
As Luke drew near the ped ramp, he unleashed a powerful burst of Force energy. The hologram of Kayala Faye dissolved into static, and every comlink on the platform began to chime for attention. In the same instant, the Sith Sergeant whirled around with narrowed eyes, obviously searching for the source of the tempest he had just felt in the Force. Then the overhead illumination panels began to sizzle out, and the Sergeant's gaze found Luke just as the entire waiting area was plunged into darkness. Luke felt the sergeant, the imposter sergeant, reaching for him in the Force. He allowed the Sith to grab hold, then pulled, jerking the man off the ped ramp. The sergeant let out a muffled cry of surprise, then activated his lightsaber in mid-flight.